and welcome to another look at Linux. I'm Matt Campbell. Well, I was hoping to continue my focus on email by showing you how to download your email, read it, and reply. However, there is a nasty bug in the ZipSlack Linux distribution and in ZipSpeak, which prevents me from continuing my demonstration at this time, so I'll have to postpone that demonstration until later. For now, I'll share some news about SpeakUp and show you how to change various settings relating to SpeakUp in your speech synthesizer through two utilities called LoadSpeak and DumpSpeak. On the 1st of June, Kirk Reiser released a new version of the SpeakUp screen reader for Linux, which I have been using for all of my demonstrations so far. This new version, version 0.09, includes some bug fixes and introduces drivers for the following speech synthesizers: the Apollo 2 from Dolphin, the Audapter, the Braille and Speak from Blazy Engineering, the DeckTalk Express, the older DeckTalk External, and the Transport from Arctic. I will be releasing a new version of ZipSpeak in the near future, which will include SpeakUp 0.09. Now to the main presentation, where I'll show you how to use LoadSpeak and DumpSpeak to change various speech settings on your Linux system. First of all, we're going to use DumpSpeak to create a configuration file, which we can then edit and load into SpeakUp with LoadSpeak.
DUMPSPEAK space greater slash BTT slash SPEAKUP dot COMF. DumpSpeak 0.6.
As you can tell, the configuration file is called /etc/speakup.com. Now I'm going to open this file in the VI editor so we can examine and edit it.
vi/etc/speakup.com.
Now I'm going to press the 8 key on the keypad to read the current line. This line shows the command which SpeakUp sends to the synthesizer, in my case a double talk, to make it shut up. Now this can't be changed, and if all punctuation were being read, you would notice that there is a number sign at the beginning of this line making it a comment in the configuration file. So now we'll go to the next line by pressing the down arrow. And I'll press the 8 key to read it.
Pitch 50.
There's the pitch of the synthesizer, which is currently set to the double talk's default of 50. That's fine with me, so I'll move on to the next one.
Rate 5.
There's the speaking rate of the synthesizer, which is also set to the default. Now, I would normally crank mine up to 8, but for this demonstration, I'll only increase it to 7. To change it, I'm first going to go to the end of the line by pressing the dollar sign key. And now I press the 2 key on the keypad to read the current character.
5.
Alright, the character under the cursor is a 5. So, to change that to a 7, I first need to enter the substitute mode in VI by pressing S.
Dollars.
And whenever you enter substitute mode, the character currently under the cursor is replaced by a dollar sign. Now I'll type in the 7.
7.
And press escape to get back to the VI command mode.
Read /up/speakup.com, 21 lines, 589 jars.
Now, I'll move on to the next line.
Tone 5.
Alright, that's supposed to set the tone of the speech synthesizer, and though it's currently set to 5, the value of the tone for the double talk should be 0, 1, or 2. And, so the current setting is invalid. So I'm going to change it to a 2, which has mostly treble and little bass.
Dollars. 2. Read /up/speakup.com, 21 lines, 589 jars.
On to the next line.
Volume 5.
There's the volume between 0 and 9. I would normally increase it to 7, but for this demonstration, I'll leave it alone.
CapStarTex185P.
There's the command sent to the synthesizer when SpeakUp reads a capital letter. I'll leave that alone and move on to the next one.
Cap stop, next one, 150B.
This command is sent after speak up speaks the capital letter. By default, it sets the pitch back to normal.
40.
That sets the double talk voice, which is currently zero, or the default voice for the double talk perfect call. Now I'm actually going to take out this line because by setting the voice to one of the defaults, I override the tone setting, which I set earlier in this file, and I don't want to do that. So to take out this line, I'm going to press the D key twice.
750B.
And I also silenced the speech while I was doing that.
Right.
There's the formant frequency of the double talk, and I don't understand exactly what this is, but it has something to do with the sound of the voice, and I found that I like it best when it's set to 7. The range for this value is between 0 and 9. So now I'm going to change it to 7.
Daughters, 7.
Now I'll move on to the next line.
Punk 7.
There's the double talk's punctuation level, and I'm going to leave this alone because SpeakUp has its own punctuation level. It filters the punctuation before it gets to the double talk. So you should probably leave the synthesizer's punctuation level alone and set SpeakUp's punctuation level instead. So I'm going to press the down arrow to move on to the next line.
Then wrap lead one.
That tells SpeakUp to play a quick tone when you're moving the reading cursor a word at a time and you wrap around to the next line. If you want to turn that off, you can change the 1 to a 0, but I'm going to leave it as it is.
That's right, you have lead 1.
This tells SpeakUp to play a quick tone if you're moving the reading cursor a character at a time and the screen attribute or color changes. You can set this to 0 if you want to turn it off, but I'm going to leave it on.
Lead time 3.
That tells SpeakUp how long the tone should be in either of those two cases.
Spell delay 1.
That determines a small delay when you use SpeakUp to spell out a word by holding down the 0 key while you press the 5 key on the keypad. I'll leave that as it is as well.
Punk level 1.
Now there's the punctuation level in SpeakUp. This can have 4 possible values, 0 for none, 1 for some, 2 for most, or 3 for all. Now I like to have all punctuation read, though some people find that annoying, so I'm going to change the punctuation level to 3 at this time.
Daughters, 3.
And I'll move on to the next line.
Take control 0.
That determines whether SpeakUp will speak the Control, Shift, or Alt key if you press it. I'm going to leave that turned off. If you wanted to turn it on, you would change the 0 to a 1.
No interrupt 0.
If you turn this on, then SpeakUp will not interrupt the current speech when you press a new key on the keyboard. I'm going to leave it turned off so that SpeakUp will interrupt the speech as it should. That indicates which punctuation marks are read for the first punctuation level, which is none. Obviously, no punctuation is read at this level, and you can't change this value.
%%.
This indicates which punctuation marks are read when the punctuation level is set to sum, which is the second level. Now, you can change this value if you want to.
%10.
This indicates which punctuation marks are read at the third level, which is most, and you can also change this as well. Now note that since the punctuation level is currently set lower, namely to the sum level, you would have to read the value a character at a time to see exactly which punctuation marks are being read.
$10. Smash.
This indicates which punctuation marks are read at the fourth level, which is all, and you can't change this either. and we heard a beep, so that's the end of the file. Now, as usual, I'm going to write this file out to the disk and quit by typing :WQ enter.
:WQ writing /x/speedup.conf wrote /x/speedup.conf 20 lines 564 jars darkster.
Now I'm going to type the command which will load the new settings into SpeakUp using the load speak utility.
/etc/speakup.conf loads B0.6 darkster colon tilde number.
Now the synthesizer sounds quite different, doesn't it? It would be nice if you could have these new settings loaded each time you boot the system. Well, you can. I'm going to edit a file called /etc/rc.d/rc.local, which is run whenever you boot the system, just before the login prompt. And I'm going to add the load speak command, which I just typed. And again, I press the Enter key on the keypad to silence the speech until my next keystroke. Now I'm going to go to the last line in the file by typing a capital G in VI's command mode. Now I'll go to the end of the line with the dollar sign and go into append mode with the A key. I'll press Enter to start a new line.
Read /x/rc.d/rc.local:5lines:113jars.
And type the new load speak command. I'll press escape to get back into to VI's command mode.
/x/rc.d/rc.local:5lines:113jars.
And again, save the file and quit by typing :WQ enter.
:WQ. Writing /x/rc.d/rc.local:6lines:140jars darkster:number.
Now you know how to set various configuration settings relating to SpeakUp in your speech synthesizer under Linux. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about my weekly look at Linux, drop me an email at matt@acbradio.org. That's matt@acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
And that concludes Main Menu for this week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, wishing you a pleasant week. Join us again for another Main Menu next week.